you're here at the high-density rootstock field day. Obviously, you're looking at this, but what are your plans?
Right now, we're going to hold back on any kind of young tree plantings. We're trying to step back and get a feel for the greening disease. We've currently got some capitalized projects, and we're evaluating them now. And just kind of looking at overall how the disease is affecting these projects and if we feel like we can get them to an economic production level. And so what we've decided right now is we're going to step back and we're going to just let the universities or the USDA or whoever that can come up with maybe some tolerant type rootstock scion varieties or even resistance and just sit back and wait and watch and try to maintain what we have and just get a better handle on the disease, the greening disease.
You've obviously done some resetting and you've had some struggle with them, I assume, with the HLB.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of struggle and we've had some decent success, but we just don't have, we can't guarantee that we can get these trees to production. That's where we're going to sit back. We're going to monitor what we have now and just evaluate and sit back and wait and see what happens.
Long term, are you an optimist or a pessimist regarding HLB for the future?
I want to be an optimist. I think it's going to be a real tough disease, and we're going to sit back and, like I say, I'm going to stand hold and just monitor and try to stay here and withstand and live with the disease until we have new technology and new rootstock scion varieties where I feel like we can get these up to production.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.